It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1442, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. Now, given this is the first Q&A of the month, that means it's time. Now, while I had always been obsessed with Batman, I wasn't always interested or obsessed with nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness, and all the stuff I talk about on this podcast. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was then that I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic diagnosis like I did. But in order to do that, I wanted to have some credibility. So this is not meant to be a humble brag, but instead gain your trust. Now, I received both master's and doctoral degrees in public health. And to really make sure I covered all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've also been teaching in higher education for over 14 years, and I'm currently faculty within the California State University system. I've also published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national conferences, and I've been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the topics I discuss on this podcast. So all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions you send in, like today, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best and to give you the information to do that. Tear. All right, I'll stop crying. Finally, let's get to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question was sent in via Spotify. Arena writes, is extra virgin olive oil healthy in moderation? The Mediterranean diet recommends we consume larger amounts of oil, while a whole foods diet would recommend cutting oil out altogether. I need some clarification, please. Thank you so much for your question, Arena, and thank you for listening to the show on Spotify. Now, don't you just love it when we receive conflicting diet information? Sadly, it seems to happen pretty often. No wonder there's so much mistrust out there when it comes to healthy eating. So again, I appreciate you asking about this specifically. I will try and provide you with the most current information from published studies to help explain what's going on. In fact, whether fats and oils are truly healthy for us continues to be debated. Now, here's what I can say. The types of fats and oils we consume regularly seems to be most important. Now, this is very different than what the recommendation used to be. In fact, throughout much of the 1980s and 1990s, low-fat foods were all the rage. The message was, fat was the enemy, and avoid it as often as you can. Well, that led to an increase in the risk of heart disease. This was completely the opposite of what most health professionals expected. If too much fat in the diet could then increase the amount of fat in the blood, which would then increase the risk of blockages forming in the arteries, well then, if we decrease the amount of fat we get in our diets, that should decrease the amount that's found in our blood, which should reduce our risk for developing something like heart disease. Well, it turned out that when people decreased the amount of fat they ate each day, they increased the amount of highly processed carbohydrates they ate to compensate. Now, you're going to hear more about this on tomorrow's episode, but highly processed carbohydrates can have all sorts of harmful effects on the body. They can get converted to sugar really, really quickly. This quickly formed sugar can be converted to fat by the body really easily too. Plus, too much sugar floating around in the body can cause damage to blood vessels. So the combination of too many processed carbohydrates and damage to blood vessels could lead to heart disease. All of this to say that going completely low or no fat while increasing highly processed carbohydrate intake could increase heart disease risk. So now we know that consuming some fat every day is a good thing, but the trick is to be choosy about the types of fat we consume regularly. So, to get back to your question, Arena, olive oil is a healthy type of fat. If we were to look at olive oil under a microscope, we would see that it is a type of monounsaturated fat. Monounsaturated fats can also be found in other foods like avocado, nuts, and seeds. So olive oil isn't the only source of monounsaturated fat. Now, these types of fats tend to protect the health of our cells. Plus, olive oil specifically has antioxidant, antimicrobial, and anti-inflammatory properties. Some of the compounds found in olive oil can even positively affect the gut microbiome. This is because the compounds in olive oil promote the growth of good bacteria in the intestines. Now, these good bacteria may actually lead to changes in how we digest and absorb other fats and cholesterol in our diets. Some studies have even found that consuming olive oil may help lower cholesterol levels. Now, Arena, you mentioned the Mediterranean diet and how it seems to promote more fat consumption than, say, a whole foods diet. You're right. The Mediterranean diet says to consume lots of vegetables, legumes, fruit, and whole grains each day, moderate consumption of fish and white meat, like on a weekly basis, a moderate intake of dairy products, monthly consumption of red meat, and, as you said, Arena, a relatively high amount of fat consumption, up to 40% of total energy intake each day, in fact. Where should the majority of that fat come from? You guessed it. Mostly from monounsaturated fatty acids, mainly olive oil. Now, olive oil is still a fat, so that means it contains quite a few calories per serving. We would think that this would mean that consuming that much olive oil each day, basically the amount the Mediterranean diet would recommend, would lead to weight gain. But many studies have found the opposite effect. In fact, when people transition from a Western-type diet to a Mediterranean diet, they tend to lose weight. They also tend to lower their risk of developing cardiovascular disease like heart disease, certain forms of cancer, type 2 diabetes, dementia, and really death from all causes. So to sum up, Arena, you asked whether olive oil is healthy in moderation. Overwhelmingly, most studies point to yes. Now, before I end this, I want to provide some quick tips to buying quality olive oils. I happened to be watching an older episode of the TV show Shark Tank the other day, and a company selling their unique brand of olive oils was pitching their product, and they were describing how their product differed from all the rest. One of their selling points was that their product goes from farm to store really quickly. They said, you don't want to buy old olive oil. Now, all of the investor sharks were shocked by this statement. They thought that olive oil was like a fine wine. The older, the better. Well, the investor sharks were wrong. Older olive oils have probably become rancid. They actually may contain harmful compounds, compounds that may increase disease risk. So, we want to buy the freshest olive oil possible. Older is not better. In fact, the mortal enemies of olive oil are light, heat, and air or oxygen. Light, heat, and exposure to oxygen increases the chances the oil will go rancid. So, first tip, be sure to purchase olive oil that's sold in a dark bottle. A metal container works just as well too. Either way, they help keep the light out. Next, read the label. Be sure that there are no other oils added to the product. Then, when you bring it home, keep it in a dark place at room temperature, even if it's in a dark bottle. Do not keep it next to the stove or near a window. Then, once you've opened the bottle, try to finish it within a few months. Because again, once you've exposed the oil to light and air, it's going to deteriorate pretty quickly. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much again for the question, Arena. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, feel free to send one in. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. If you want to send in an audio question, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record right from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for sending me your questions. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.